Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Don't cry and won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that plane flies farther across the sky. Now she's gone, gone, gone. Farther across the sky,
happy trails to you until we meet again.
Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO Radio. News This Hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry and beautiful Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 43 degrees in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding $230 million from his Justice Department for the money that he spent on special counsel investigations, focusing on his first time in office. One related to alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, the other investigation into the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Drone and missile attacks over Ukraine, killing at least half a dozen people as a meeting that the White House said would be held between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has been scrapped.
Just days ago, President Trump said he would be meeting face-to-face with Russian President Putin in the coming weeks, optimistic that they could finally negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. But now Trump concedes that meeting is not likely to happen after Russia made clear they had no intention of striking a deal. The Kremlin saying, quote, you can't postpone what was not scheduled.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Now this is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News. Concerns are rising that Amazon, the country's second largest private employer, is planning one of the biggest workplace transformations in modern history. Goodbye, humans. Hello, cyborgs.
The New York Times, citing leaked documents, reports Amazon expects sales to double by 2033, growth that would normally require 600,000 more workers. But the company is reportedly looking to fill those jobs with robots and automate 75% of its operations. In the near future, Amazon reportedly estimates automation could help it save more than $12 billion and shave about 30 cents off each item it ships.
That's ABC's Maggie Rooley. In Paris, the Louvre has reopened. It's the first time the famous French museum has been open to the public since last Sunday's brazen jewel heist. Misty Copeland, the first African-American woman to be named prima ballerina at the American Ballet Theatre, is retiring from that theatre, her final performance set for tonight. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. October is here and the fall colors begin to show. Opals are the birthstone for October, and they feature many colors in each stone. Stop by Pamela's and see the large selection of amazing opal jewelry at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the upper 40s today, blustery winds between 15 and 25, and a few spots of drizzle or sprinkles. Partial clearing late tonight and cold, an overnight low in the low 30s with areas of frost. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny, a high of 51. For Friday, 54. Warming toward the weekend, 58 Saturday and 63 Sunday.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Archie Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, Archie Lumber likely has exactly what you're looking for. They offer one of Wisconsin's largest inventories of steel roofing and siding, plus a full line of materials for homes and pole buildings. Need prefab wall panels? They build them custom and even offer crane truck delivery and setup to make your project easier. Call Archie Lumber today at 985-7207.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a Gold Certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous Gold Level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC Certified Master Technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today, it's part of a musical Wednesday morning from WRCO. Michael Johnson is back with us in the studio, local musician. We're glad to have you back in here, Michael.
Happy to be back, Phil. Thanks for the opportunity.
And since the last time you were on, you were able to put together a CD, which was officially launched this fall. What can you tell us about it?
That's right. Yeah, it was. So the last time I was on your morning show, I believe that aired in July, which doesn't seem that long ago. But yeah, we talked a little bit in that interview about whether I had any intentions of putting things down. I hadn't started recording at that time. I started very shortly after the last time I was here. And yeah, so between then and now, recorded, mixed and mastered 6 songs for this EP called Longer Days. Wanted to start with some songs that had some significance to where we are and what my experience has been in music. So that's what this record is about. changing of the seasons and moving from one place to another, some personal, family kind of themes on there. So it's been a really fun ride, and then getting them to the distribution platforms, the streamers, and things like that. It's been a pretty kind of overwhelming experience for me. It's a first for me, so it's been a lot of fun.
It may be a little easier than it used to be to put it out because you can have your own recording studio at home and things like that. Is that kind of where you put it together?
Absolutely, yeah. Just in a corner of my bedroom, singing into an open closet full of clothes to keep the room noise down, which actually worked really tremendously well. So it's not glamorous by any means at all, but that was my studio. And then, there are some really great, software options out there with lots of, community support, and, the learning curve is steep, but there's a lot of help out there. So, that in itself was a great experience for me, just learning that process.
People listening might know you as the singing bartender at English Prairie Distillery in Muscadet. So have you met up with some people that came through there that maybe for a second time and requesting songs for me and things like that?
Yeah, it's been, I still play shows down there fairly regularly and then do the open mic second Wednesday of every month. So I get lots of opportunities to play these songs down there. They've been gracious enough to sell some CDs for me off the counter there at the bar. I've had an experience recently where I did a show and I sang one of my songs and there was a young girl, probably 10 years old there, singing along to my song. Like, what a mind blowing experience. It was so cool. So yeah. And I get people request the Ballad of English Prairie quite a bit, obviously being about Muscadet. People get a kick out of hearing that song sitting in a bar in Muscadet. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Have you tried out all of the songs from your CD Longer Days live in person?
Yeah. I play all of those live. When I do a show, it's mostly covers, songs that people know and enjoy hearing. And I love doing that too, but I always sprinkle in. I have a three max rule right now. Until people learn the songs a little bit better, I like to stick to songs that people know better. But I am getting them out there. There are a few songs on there that I really love to do live. So, yeah, I play them.
Very cool. We're going to play one from the CD, Blackwood Bog. What can you tell us about it, Michael?
Yeah, that's one of those. So the significance there is one of the old folk traditions is murder ballads, songs about murder. And it sounds dark, and it is dark, but there are a lot of examples, Willie Nelson, Redheaded Stranger, Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska. Some just absolute Marty Robbins, El Paso, classic old songs. So I love those. I have a soft spot for those. So this is my attempt at writing one of those. This is kind of a vengeance song, and it's set in a bog that we'll just say it's local to us here. Okay. We'll keep the precise location a secret.
Hey, folks can figure it out. Michael Johnson on The Morning Show.
His silent steel shines cold and bright. A debt comes due in the dead of night. No quarter shown, no prayers to send. Some men take, and some must end. In Blackwood Bog, so dark and deep, where secrets lie and the willows weep. No preacher prays, no bell will toll, no mercy for a wicked soul. He drags his burden down through the mud,
So lately, drain of life and blood. His hands let go, the ripples spread and whisper low to the sinking dead. In Blackwood Bog, so dark and deep, where secrets lie and the willows weep, no preacher prays, no bell will toll, no mercy for poison soul. In the highest limb of a dying birch, a heron grips his twisted perch. The silent judge peers through the fog, the witness of Blackwood Bog. In Blackwood Bog, so dark and deep, where secrets lie and the willows weep, no preacher prays, no bell will toll, no mercy for a hateful soul. Dawn will break, but the deed stays done. Mist will burn in the morning sun. On silent wings the heron flies o'er that place where memory dies. In Blackwood Bog, so dark and deep, where secrets lie and the willows weep, no preacher prays, no bell will toll, no mercy for a hopeless soul.
Michael Johnson on the morning show, Blackwood Bog, with Halloween coming up, and it's a little mysterious song there. Kind of fits the season.
For sure, yeah, absolutely.
So how long did it take you to write that, or typically how long does it take you?
That, honestly, was one of those songs that came pretty quickly. They don't all, for sure, but that one was... sitting in the living room with my wife, and I thought, you know what? As much as I love these old folky murder ballads, I should try to write one, right? So I thought of a story of a guy out for vengeance against somebody who's done some sort of wrong to him. And I thought it would be fun to start the song after the deed was done, quote unquote. Yeah, from there it came pretty quickly once I had the concept, and this is one of those rare ones where I write lyrics before I've got a chord progression or a melody, so then I put the music to it afterwards. This one was fun to put together, came together pretty quick.
Yeah, a lot of mystery. Some of those old murder ballads are quite, I don't know what the word would be, graphic maybe, you know?
A little brutal.
Yeah. Long Black Veil, that's another one.
That's a great example.
Back in the day, yep. So...
Yeah, that's stuff. I wanted to lighten mine up a little with the idea that, the victim might have had what was coming to him. Mm-hmm. They're not all that way. So.
Justice was served.
There, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
Frontier justice.
Well, you brought your guitar along today. Would you be kind enough to play us one live?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Sure.
Very cool. Michael Johnson joining us again. You can catch him at English Prairie Distillery in Muscadet, and also through the new CD, which is called Longer Days. And this one, you've got some really great photos on the CD as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Those local?
Yes. Yeah, very local. That cover photo is one that's important to me. That's over in Bear Valley, just a couple of valleys over from us here.
Sure. Highway 133?
That must be 133, or it might be one of the side roads, now that I think about it, because of the direction that we're looking at the sunset there.
Oh, of course.
I was probably out trout fishing when I took that picture. So it's very, I love the idea that it symbolizes a long day, you know, a summer day, and it's got the road in the picture, which is also kind of symbolic of some of the themes on the record. And then on the inside there is just a beautiful sky against a field there. That's along Highway 80 between Richland Center here and Muscadet.
Isn't that something? It's, you know, we pass by scenes like that all the time, and sometimes you don't stop to kind of pay attention, do we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really wanted to use some local photography on there just because, you know, place is so important to me when I'm being creative. So that's the reason that those photos made it on there.
What are you going to sing for us, Michael?
I'm going to do a song called Defend You. This is about being a parent. This is kind of a letter to my daughters and how hard it is to raise beautiful young women through their teenage years and the difficulty of seeing people treat them not as well as you feel they deserve to be treated. And
I think everybody's kind of gone through that, haven't they?
Everybody with daughters, absolutely. So hopefully that's a universal theme there. But yeah, this is a very personal song.
Okay. Michael Johnson live in the Morning Show studios today.
Inside armor, you polish and shine. kindness is honest, you give of it freely. Guard your intentions and you keep them in line. Does he know the real you or are you pretending? Do you fit the mold of what he wants you to be? In the beginning, you feared for the ending. Love is a promise, but no guarantee. Remember when I told you not to worry? Could you see that I was petrified? Why do you have to be in such a hurry? To be disappointed and dissatisfied. How do I defend you? How do I defend you?
Very nice, Michael.
That's thanks very much.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Yeah. Thinking about daughters in there. Have you played that for your daughters, I presume?
I have, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What's the reaction?
A lot of emotion.
I
yeah.
bet.
They love it. That's one of the ones that's been streamed more than the others, and I'm pretty sure that's probably 75% my own kids. Yeah, they
your
like
biggest
it.
Fans.
They seem to appreciate it. It's one of those things where I can't make eye contact while I'm playing, or I might break up a little myself.
I so, bet. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. We'll come back with more from Michael Johnson in the Morning Show studio in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way.
We are talking music this morning with Michael Johnson, local artist, and we played a couple of his songs from the new CD, Longer Days. People can catch you at English Prairie Distillery. That's your kind of your full-time gig then, right?
Sort of. I actually don't have any dates scheduled there right now, and I've started playing around a little bit more. Had a show recently at the warehouse here in town in Richland Center at the 1921 AD Lounge there. And I will start playing there a little more often.
Very good.
Hoping to get in there about once a month, which is really nice because that's very close to home. But yeah, the distillery is still, that's where my heart is. That's where all of this began. And I've got quote unquote fans there. So.
All right. People would sing along.
So that's great. But yeah, I don't have anything scheduled there now except for my once a month open mic. That's every second Wednesday of the month. Those are a blast. Please come down for those. Tell your friends. And I wanted to mention too, even though I'm not playing, there's a lot of activity going on down there at the distillery, even during their still fairly limited hours. But this weekend, for example, Scott's releasing a new bourbon, Old 80 bourbon. I'm really excited for that. I've had a chance to taste that. It's a good whiskey. It's a really good bourbon. So get down there and get your limited release bottle. I think it's Donnie or Isaac, who everybody in the area knows Donnie pretty well. I think he's playing for that event. They've got lots of other music coming up from some familiar regional names. Dylan Harris and Abby Lane plays down there quite a bit. Kylo Sierra, a few others. So yeah, hopefully I'll get another couple dates coming up here soon, but nothing to promote right now.
It's awesome that they support local music like that, so artists have a chance to play, and we have a chance to see them and hear them too.
Exactly. So. Yeah, there's a lot of us around making music, so it's nice to have places that are open to us.
You haven't made your mark enough to have your own whiskey named after you, though.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Someday, maybe.
Someday, at least a cocktail, maybe.
Yeah. You mentioned playing at the 1921. What's it like? Here's a Frank Lloyd Wright building.
Yeah.
When you're playing in there, is it inspiring?
What a cool honor. Yeah, that just blew me away to be standing there singing among those, pressed concrete columns that he designed. In such a historic structure, besides the fact that the acoustics are just amazing in there.
Are they?
Like, what an inspiring place to sing when it sounds that good and you're surrounded by history. And yeah, so that's a ton of fun, and I'm really looking forward to getting back there.
Well, little did Mr. Wright know when he was designing his only warehouse that it was going to be good for musicians, too.
Yeah, acoustics. Exactly, right.
Good echo in there, I suppose. Right?
Sounds great.
Yeah, good deal. Well, would you sing us another one before we let you go down the road?
I will. Yeah, I'd love to. I thought I'd go off script a little and play one that's not on the record. I'm hoping to work on a new record this winter that's maybe a little fuller, full-length album with some full instrumentation on some of the tracks. So this would be one of those. This is a song I wrote about a metaphor I've been carrying around for decades. I came from North Dakota originally, and there's this concept of correction lines in the township and range, in the surveying and mapping, because of the curvature of the earth. Those straight lines once in a while need to be adjusted. So one of the unique things there in North Dakota is some of those gravel roads that hug the township lines will do the same thing. They'll follow that line, so they'll go perfectly straight across the prairie for miles and miles and miles, and then just cut 90 degrees over for a little ways and then continue on straight. And I always thought there must be a metaphor in there. So this is my shot at putting that into music.
Okay, wonderful. Michael Johnson live with us in the Morning Show Studios.
Muddy river running backwards, winding relic of an ancient sea, carries echoes of the sacred words of sin and sorrow and the sunset free. Goes to the long set sun in the northern sky, dance and drift across the starry black. Wheat fields whisper and the night hawks cry. Earth spins slow and brings the blue sky back. 24 miles to that correction line, to right the curve and take me back in time. North ain't always where you think it lies. Straightest road can lead you wrong sometimes. Treasures rise up from the fertile deep. Bones of beasts up from the riverbed. Carving stones and the secrets they keep. Long lost memories and the promises unsaid. Burning ditches and the dirt road dust, silos holding up the prairie sky, iron horses crumble into rust and ignore the red-winged blackbird's cry. 24 miles to the correction line, to right the curve and take me back in time.
North ain't always where you think it lies. Straightest road can lead you wrong sometimes. Dad said never trust a straight line. Truest maps torn and faded. Keep the pavement and the stars aligned. Give me a phone call when you've made it. Windmills still now for a century. Coal train roaring in the burning light. Whitewashed farmhouse in a blue stem sea. A ragged road to turn the wrong way right. 24 miles to that correction line. To right the curve and take me back in time. North ain't always where you think it lies. Straightest road can lead you wrong sometimes. Straightest road can lead you wrong sometimes.
Nice job, Michael Johnson. I like that.
Thanks, Phil.
Straightest road can lead you wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the metaphor.
Good to have you on, and keep us posted where you're playing, and we'll promote that, and good luck to you. Good luck with the new project as well you're going to put together. So.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate that.
How can people get your music? I'm old school. I like the CD myself.
Yeah, the CDs are for sale on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com/Michael Johnson Music. You'll find me there. You can find me on Facebook. Search that E is important. So if you're searching for me, Michael E. Johnson, because there's a lot of Michael Johnsons around. But the name of the EP is Longer Days. You can find that on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all of them pretty much. From my website, michaeljohnsonmusician.com, that's a good place to start because that's got links to everything else. Just about everywhere that you imagine a musician would have a presence, I'm there somewhere. So I do appreciate the promotion and encouraging people to go find music.
You're not on 8-track yet, though.
No, not yet.
Okay.
No reel-to-reel, no 8-track. No.
All right. Well, always good to see you, and thanks, and keep up the good music.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
On our morning show from WRCO Radio, we're talking about physical therapy, National PT Month, in fact. And from the Richland Hospital today, we have Kara Watson and Amy Hergert, who are joining us to talk about physical therapy and what it's all about. So why is there a National PT Month, Kara?
I think it's just a great way to highlight the services that therapy provides. It's not the first position that you think of when you think of healthcare, but it's definitely an integral one.
Amy, maybe you can tell us about what are the different types of physical therapies?
There's quite a bit of services. That's what I really enjoy with when I chose the career that I'm in. I mean, you can work with kids and you can go all the way down to, you know, orthotics and different things like that, all the way up to centenarians and working on balance and falls. So I started here at the Richland Hospital doing school physical therapy and then moved into doing more of an outpatient ortho. And in the rural area, what's really nice is I might work with someone who has dizziness or concussions, and then I might work with someone who had a total knee. So there's just quite a few different options and niches. I don't do like lymphedema, another therapist does, but you get specialized training. Just like with us in the vestibular, we did a Herdman's course, which makes us more qualified than someone who just gets out of school doing vestibular and different things like that. So there's quite a bit little niches. You can become orthopedic certified, all those different things like that.
On a typical day, you could treat somebody who was in their teens and then somebody who was in their upper whatever, right?
Yep, that's true. Yep.
So never a dull moment then, right?
It really isn't.
She talked a little bit about the qualifications here. Herdman's. Could you talk a little bit about that, Kara?
So Susan Herdman is... She is a practitioner that kind of wrote the book for vestibular rehabilitation. She's currently a professor at Emory University and has developed this advanced training where clinicians from across the country can come to a week-long intensive course, and they are learning from the latest, the brightest minds at Duke and Emory universities. And we're just getting the people that are teaching this course are literally writing the research articles. They're literally writing the clinical practice guidelines that clinicians across the world are using to treat people with vestibular disorders. And we got to learn from them. So it was a really unique opportunity, and it's kind of a big deal. And we just, I consider myself very fortunate that I work at a hospital that invests in its staff and provides opportunities for us to go to advanced training courses. And I think it really speaks to our mission to provide the best care for our patients, because it's our patients above all else.
Do you feel you're kind of on the cusp of things? You know, you're kind of...
Well, we try.
Yeah.
we try.
But going to this, I mean, you're kind of taking a step forward with this, aren't you?
Yes. And so it's been a couple of years since we've been, but we are in contact. We are always kind of trying to stay up to date with what the latest research provides. And going to that course helps us navigate through what to pay attention to and what isn't the best information.
I think you touched on a little bit, Amy, but what are some of the common injuries or conditions that you see and treat at the Richland Hospital?
Again, going back with my pediatric kid background, I feel like you can work with anyone who has developmental delays, genetic issues, hypotonia, all the way up to, again, going back to the older generation with someone who's just struggling with their everyday needs, and even like a traumatic brain injury, someone having a concussion. So it really is just, we have an open, schedule, and whatever eval we approve, you know, like I said, I don't do lymphedema. So really it could be any kind of diagnosis. What we were kind of trying to hint at is that, you know, if you feel like you're not able to do things that you used to be able to do, if you have pain and you're not able to control it, that's our whole goal, is to make everyone's life a little bit better. So
I learned something today. I never would think about treating a concussion with physical therapy. What do you do for a concussion typically?
Yeah, so with a concussion, it has to do with the movement in the brain. And so if you take an MRI, they actually don't show any specific injury. It's the lowest form of a traumatic brain injury. And so what happens is the connection between the right and the left brain kind of gets a little muddy, and most people will complain of headaches, dizziness, light issues, different things like that. And so what we do is teach you how to reorganize that in your brain a little bit more. So there's other avenues. So if you had a severe concussion, you might even need speech or OT for cognitive things. But at the most part, typically, if it's a younger adult, they're working with their athletic trainer and with us. And the number one goal is to make sure everyone's safe to play when you think about a younger adult and different things like that. So.
It has to be a rewarding job, Kara, when you look at it, because you got somebody that maybe has been putting up with pain for several years. And if you can, you know, maybe get rid of it or at least get it down to where it's a manageable level, that's got to be satisfying for you, isn't it?
It is. And I think one of the best parts of my job is the people that I've met and the patients that I've developed relationships with. And, you know, if we can get rid of the pain, great. But most of the time, we're just trying to help you be able to function a little bit better. And it's been really rewarding getting to know people over the years. I have some patients that I've seen multiple times on and off for the past 5, 10 years. So it's been really nice to get to know them and figure out how to help them on their healthcare journey. It is very rewarding.
If you give somebody some exercises to do at home, you can probably tell how diligent they have been. You know, I guess I'm kind of speaking about myself. You know, I mean,
are you confessing?
I'm confessing a little bit. But you can probably tell, you know, who's been really taking it to heart and who's not, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, yes, doing your home exercises is very important because there's not like a magic wand that we can wave over people to make things better. It takes active involvement and participation, but you know, life gets busy sometimes and there's practices and games and family dinners and like maybe you weren't the best at your exercises that week and that's okay. That's okay. Or maybe we rehabbed you to a point where you were feeling really good and life got busy and then things are not great again. I like to think of therapists is almost like mechanics that provide tune-ups. So we're here whenever you need us to help us feel, to help you feel better.
I think everybody probably, they heal differently though, right, Amy? I mean, you can't compare yourself to somebody else very well.
Oh, for sure, definitely. I was just going to say, I also think of myself as like you're making, you and this person are making a recipe together. So someone might need 20 exercises, someone might need one exercise. It's more about, you know, how they think about things and different things like that. So,
how many people work in physical therapy at the Richland Hospital? Any idea?
Oh, I'd have to count. Yes. I could get you that information. Oh. I would just have to count.
Takes a little while.
I would at least, I would say 10 to 15.
What we find really interesting is the program started with Deb O'Connell, and it was a one-man show with a PTA, Chris Mulliken. Chris is still there, so that's exciting. Deb retired, and the way that they've grown the department and the program is pretty exciting. So, again, we just keep offering services, and then we keep meeting the needs of our patients and our community. So, you know, when we're having difficult times, we decide to add one on and different things. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm amazed that you had, what, one or two back in the day then? That is all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. How
for
that's,
everything,
yeah.
That would be inpatient and outpatient.
And so,
and schools.
Peds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. So do you work more with the hospital then, or do you do more with the clinic, or how does it work?
So we have therapists that work in a variety of settings. So we have therapists that work in the school with kids. We have therapists that work on the inpatient floor. So if you are admitted to the hospital because all of a sudden you don't feel well, maybe you have pneumonia or an exacerbation of heart failure, or you broke your leg, or you have a stroke, there's a team of therapists there to work with you and your family and your care team to kind of come up with a great homegoing plan. And if we don't think that homegoing is the safest or best option, then we talk to you about, you know, other services that you can pursue to help you get strong enough to go home. We also, you know, you might get to the point where medically you don't need to be admitted to the hospital. And under the direct care of a doctor, but you're not strong enough to go home, typically in that situation, we would refer you to a skilled nursing facility for some further rehab. But we also can provide a swing bed program where you stay in the hospital and work with therapists just to get strong enough to go home as insurance allows.
Mm-hmm. You work with a lot of cardiac patients as well, or is that?
So we have a fabulous cardiac and pulmonary rehab team. So they do a lot of work on the outpatient side. But yeah, if you're admitted with a heart attack and are having any functional limitations, our therapists are on the floor working with you in conjunction with the medical team.
In outpatient, we kind of coordinate to, like, are you able to balance and walk in a certain amount of time? So, you know, we can perform some of those activities, but it's better for cardio and pulmonary. Have like the specific tests they put things on to monitor the heart and different things like that. We just monitor vitals. And then I was going to say too, there is a outpatient facility in Spring Green. Kelly Miller goes there, and then like with the schools, that's a contract, so that's why the athletic trainers are hired by us, but the school wouldn't be able to manage just that type of, you know, there's not enough need or different things that come into with that. So that's why the contract allows our, so they're all based from the hospital, but then do these services out in the community.
We see Bree and Lindsay a lot of times at the athletic events too.
Mm-hmm.
And for older residents too, you know, everybody wants to stay in their home as long as they can. So that's probably a motivating factor, isn't it, for some people to try to get better and have better balance and those kind of things?
Oh, for sure. I think that's what it's really important is when you come into therapy, you bring us your goals, whatever that may be. And a lot of times it is that, you know, being able to go take care of your grandkid or go to that, you know, game or deal with sitting and all those things. So,
what about treatment plans for individual patients? I don't know if we've carried that yet, Kara.
Well, kind of like what Amy was just saying, you know, there's no cookie cutter approach to anything. I could see three different patients that have all undergone total knee surgery, and I'm going to have a different plan for every single one of them. Yes, there's going to be some overlap. Like, everyone's going to have to do heel slides, and everyone's going to have to work on quad strengthening. But, you know, one patient might be a grandmother that takes care of her young grandchildren, and her needs are different than another patient who might work for the DNR and have to get into a canoe. Mm-hmm. So you're going to, at some point, you have to really get to know your patient and understand what's important to them and have that conversation about what they want to do and what they want to prioritize, and then make a plan to make that happen.
I've, of course, recently had the hip replaced, but is it easier to get over that than knee replacement, or does it depend on the patient, Kara?
Oh, it depends. Uh-huh. Traditionally, hip replacements are less rehab intensive than a knee replacement, but there are... there's definitely hard work that goes into recovering from both of those surgeries.
Sure. And different things, the heel slides, as you mentioned. And it's interesting, each therapist, it seems like, has maybe kind of their own idea for you know, what you should do and things like that. Do you find that the case?
Well, we all have our own flair. We really work hard as a team to make sure that we are up to date on what the latest and greatest research is saying on how to best manage patients, because that's what helps people get better quicker and more efficiently. Insurance also likes that too. So I really think our team is like-minded and understands what the pillars of therapy are. But yeah, everyone's going to have their unique flair.
I would say every physician also has protocols. So one protocol might be that, you know, that they want a certain aspect, like they can start walking really soon. Another one might want to wait 4 weeks. So we have to follow those guidelines as well. So
you have a regular gym and workout facility at the hospital, don't you?
I mean, just us. There's no actual gym where you can come in. Just
I know,
sure.
I know. But you got some equipment. And some
oh, yeah, there's quite a bit of equipment there.
Things to ride. And
yeah, we've got new steps, treadmills, recumbent bikes. We have a true weight system to help with strengthening. We have a whole closet full of things to help with balance. Yeah, we have a lot of really great equipment to help people on their healthcare journey.
Another question for the both of you. What advice would you give someone who is hesitant to seek treatment for chronic pain? Amy?
I feel like someone has to be ready to make changes would be the number one thing, is that what you're doing right now isn't working for you. So taking in that information. And what I would say, again, so if you have someone who sprains something and it's very specific, chronic pain is a very difficult thing to manage. And so I'll tell people it's like learning a toolkit. So this is the thing that you need to do for this type of pain. This is what you need to do for this type of thing. And the people who are able to move around and figure out, you know, is that a stretch pain? Is that a pain like I'm hurting myself? All of those things are the most important thing with chronic pain, and dealing with pain. But actually, when I was in school, the thing that caught me was that they even say a total knee prior would have been chronic pain, because it's anything that's over 6 weeks. So so when you're coming in and thinking about therapy, if you don't have a specific goal, if you don't feel like you'll be able to make changes, or, you know, like you want to be able to walk 10 minutes and you're not going to manage that and keep with that, then the likelihood of improvement is going to be a little bit lower, because, you know, I'll get people to where they want to be and then they'll backslide, which isn't a bad thing. But it's just, you know, going back to trying to stay motivated and what's your reason why of coming and things like that. That's really helpful.
Carrie, did you want to add a minute?
Well, I guess my advice to anybody that's hesitant about trying therapy would be the same as my advice to somebody car shopping or looking for a new restaurant. You don't know what you don't know. So if you've never tried it, you don't know what your options are. So there's nothing wrong with coming in for an evaluation. There's no strings attached. Nobody's going to keep you there. But we have a really great team of people that really just want to help you. So I would say give it a shot.
What does an evaluation entail then? Is it, you know, question and answers, or how do you do that?
Oh, a little of everything. We got to get to know you. We got to get to know your story, what's important to you, what your goals are. And then we do a comprehensive assessment of all the body structures and systems that are contributing, let's say, to your shoulder pain. And then we kind of talk to you about what your priorities are, and then we make a plan for how to address all the issues so that we can get you feeling better.
Any other news from the Richland Hospital you'd like to share today? Anything coming up here in the near future?
Well, I think we still have our vaccine clinics are open for appointment only. You can get vaccines. You can schedule to get a vaccine at the hospital, at the Spring Green Medical Center, at the Muscadet Health Center, and also the